You all give such a beautiful answers to this question. But I know if I want to hear a very unfiltered answer, I need to ask kids, right? And I cannot speak for all the kids, but I know that my boy, counting the days, and there is only one thing, the biggest thing that he is looking forward, and it's opening the gifts. And it's interesting, if we think about this time through this framework of gifts, giving and receiving. Most of the time, it's very transactional, or I will say horizontal. We receive and give gifts. But truly, today, we were reminded through our children, through this program, that the big and ultimate gift of Christmas is Christ, right? But what I truly appreciate about the program today is that it brought something that I think the most overlooked through Christmas. And this is the question, what I can give back to God. You see, we usually receive the gifts, we think about gifts, we come to church, we're reminded about the gift that God gives us, about the gifts that he gave us, but we usually don't think and spend time to reflect on what I can give back to God during this season. And I just was wondering, what comes to our mind when we think about what can we give back to God? I ask, what is the most favorite part? I'm sure if I ask, what is the most stressful part? Because there is some stress that comes with the season too. And it also could be around gifts as well. What is it that we can give back to God? If you pay attention to the program, the answer was laid out before our eyes in a very beautiful way. But I think when we reflect, the answer is in a gift that we receive from God. Even if we think about it through our interactions with others, it's probably not uncommon when you on Christmas receive a gift or a card, let's say a Christmas card from someone that you forgot to send the card to. What is your reaction? You check and very quickly try to respond, right? And usually the gifts that we receive, we will try that it would be a spirit of reciprocity and somewhat it can match the amount that we receive. Of course, when it comes to God, there is no way we can match it. I think the reason that many times around Christmas season we're so busy, so excited, we think about what God gave for us, but we spend a little time thinking what I can give to God is because it becomes traditional and casual. Because truly, when we touched and moved by the gift, there should be a reaction or response. Very natural. So as we reflecting on what can we give back to God, I first want to spend just a few minutes to thinking about what we receive. The most famous verse in the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave Jesus Christ, his Son. And through him, he also gives us everlasting life." But if we will spend a little bit more time thinking about it, what it means, not only he gives us his Son, not only he gives us promise of eternal life, but with his Son, he connects to us forever. He creates a very special bond. We through Christ become his children. We become royalty. We adopted in a royal heavenly family. That's a huge gift forever for us. Not only that, he knows what we need. He knows that our flesh is weak, that we are struggling. He bestows his Holy Spirit. And with him, he is the one who producing in us new life through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Or as we read, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The one that we are listed, mentioned several times today. So, the more we comprehend it, the more it should produce a response, a reaction to give back, right? There is nothing we can give back. But when I think about it, what my son can give me for Christmas? Even if a teeny bit of money, if he will save, that is still my money, right? Even though he might turn it from me, it's still my money. There is nothing material value that he can give back to me. As I said, that he was looking at me. But the most precious thing is when under the Christmas tree there is box, and if I open this box, there is something prepared that he made himself. It could be a drawing, it could be a craft, but he puts his heart into it. And it's expression of love. There is nothing material we can give back to God. But if we can live his gifts that he already gave to us, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, kindness, self-control, I wonder what he wants more than anything else. I wonder if this Christmas we'll take time and reflect on what can we give back to God.